কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে। পঞ্চতত্ত্বাত্মকম কৃষ্ণম ভক্তরূপস্বরূপকম ভক্তাবতারম ভক্তাখ্যম নমামি ভক্তশক্তিকম। Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five as a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Prabhupada Prabhupada, Shri Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his brother. He is the personified spiritual bliss of Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is transcendental and full of ecstasy in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore called Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu is called as Bhakta Swarupa, the expansion of a devotee. Sri Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of a devotee, is Vishnu Tattva and belongs to the same category. There are also different types of bhaktas or devotees on the platforms of neutrality, servitude, friendship, paternity, and conjugal love. Devotees like Sri Damodara, Sri Gadadhara, and Sri Ramananda are different energies. This confirms the Vedic Sutra, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. All these bhakta subjects taken together constitute Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. We will read to verses 12. Next verses.
Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Ekale Ishvara Advitiya Nandatmaj Rasika Shekhara.
Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, the Supreme Controller. No one is greater than or equal to Sri Krishna. Yet, he appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda. In this verse, Kaviraj Goswami gives an accurate description of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by stating that although no one is equal to or greater than him, and he is the reservoir of all spiritual pleasure, he nevertheless appears as the son of Maharaj Nanda and Yashodamayi.
Rasadi Vilasa Vraja Vasana Nagara Arayata Sabadekha Stara Prahara.
Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme enjoyer in the rasa dance. He is the leader of the damsels of Vraja, and all others are simply his associates. The word rasadi vilasi, the enjoyer of the rasa dance, is very important. The rasa dance can be enjoyed only by Shri Krishna, because he is the supreme leader and chief of the damsels of Vrindavan. All other devotees are his associates. Although no one can compare with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are many unscrupulous rascals who imitate the rasa dance of Sri Krishna. They are mayavadis, and people should be wary of them. The rasa dance can be performed only by Sri Krishna and no one else.
Sri Krishna Avatirna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Parikaragana Sange Sabadhanya.
The selfsame Lord Krishna adventured himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his eternal associates who are also equally glorious.
Ekale Ishwara Tattva Chaitanya Ishwara Bhakta Bhava Maya Tara Shuddha Kalevara.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the supreme controller, the one personality of Godhead, has ecstatically become a devotee. Yet his body is transcendental and not materially tinged.
There are different tattvas or truths, including Isha Tattva, Jiva Tattva and Shakti Tattva.
Isha Tattva refers to the supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is the supreme living force.
In the Katha Upanishad, it is said, Nityo Nityanam Chetasas Chetananam.
The supreme person of Godhead is the supreme eternal and the supreme living force.
The living entities are also eternal and are also living forces, but they are very minute in quantity.
Whereas the Supreme Lord is that supreme living force and the supreme eternal.
The supreme eternal never accepts a body of a temporary material nature.
Whereas the living entities who are part and parcel of the supreme eternal are prone to do so.
Thus, according to the Vedic mantra, the Supreme Lord is the supreme master of innumerable living entities.
The Mayavadi philosophers, however, try to equate the minute living entities with the supreme living entity.
Because they recognize no distinction between them, their philosophy is called Advaita Vada or monism.
Factually, however, there is a distinction.
This verse is especially meant to impart to the Mayavadi philosopher the understanding that the supreme personality of Godhead is the supreme controller.
The supreme controller, the personality of Godhead, is Krishna himself, but a transcendental pastime, he has accepted the form of a devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, when the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, comes to this planet exactly like a human being, some rascals consider him to be one of the ordinary humans.
One who thinks in that mistaken way is described as mudha or foolish.
Therefore, one should not foolishly consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an ordinary human being.
He has accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, but he is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there have been many imitation incarnations of Krishna who cannot understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself and not an ordinary human being.
Less intelligent men create their own gods by advertising a human being as God.
This is their mistake. Therefore, hear the words Tara Shuddha Kalevara,
warn that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is not material, but purely spiritual.
One should not therefore accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary devotee.
Although he has assumed the form of a devotee,
yet one must certainly know that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, because he accepted the ecstasy of a devotee, one should not misunderstand the pastimes and place him in exactly the same position as Krishna.
It is for this reason only that when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as Krishna or Vishnu, he blocked his ears, not wanting to hear himself addressed as the supreme personality of Godhead.
There is a class of devotees called Gauranga Nagari, who stage plays of Krishna's pastimes using a vigraha or form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This is a mistake which is technically called rasa bhasa.
While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to enjoy as a devotee, one should not disturb him by addressing him as the supreme personality of Godhead.
Text 11.
Krishna madhurera eka adbhuta swabhava apana aswadite Krishna kare bhakta bhava.
The transcendental mellow of conjugal love of Krishna is so wonderful
that Krishna himself accepts the form of a devotee to relish and taste it fully. Although Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, he has a special intention to taste himself by accepting the form of a devotee. It is to be concluded that although Lord Chaitanya is present in the form of a devotee, he is Krishna himself. Therefore, Vaishnava sing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Radha and Krishna combined together are Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakhyam prakatam adhuna tad dvayam chaikyam aptam. Sri Swarupa Damodara Goswami has said that Radha and Krishna assumed oneness in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ithe bhakta bhavadhare Chaitanya Gosai bhakta swarupa tara nityananda bhai. For this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Teacher, accepts the form of a devotee and accepts Lord Nityananda as his elder brother. Hare Krishna. So, we are all preparing our consciousness for Gaur Purnima, and the best way to prepare our consciousness is in the Sangha of devotees. And we have the privilege of that Sangha here, and we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Bhagavad Gita is what Krishna spoke, Krishna's words. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna's pastimes and the devotees' pastimes. So many pastimes we hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita is what Krishna thinking, Krishna's mind. So from Krishna's words, Krishna's activities to Krishna's mind. It's a natural progression of understanding of the spiritual knowledge about Lord Krishna. Now, yesterday, His Grace Sura Prabhu narrated all the pastimes from 1970s with Srila Prabhupada. He made a nice setting for us to continue our reading. Today, in this set of verses we read today, the focus is on the Pancha Tattva. Lord Krishna is, we pray to Lord Krishna as Dinabandhu. And we just prayed, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate. So Krishna is, Dinabandhu means friend of the fallen. And Karuna Sindhu means he is an ocean of mercy. Actually, these words in our Vaishnava literature are sometimes, you know, very deep. It takes time to really understand them. We hear again and again, and it sinks in day by day. So Karuna Sindhu actually means ocean of mercy, which means it's mercy. There is no depth and there is no boundaries. That is an ocean. Lord Chaitanya is said he is even more merciful than Lord Krishna. Now how can, if Krishna is already merciful, so merciful, his ocean of mercy, then how do you understand that Lord Chaitanya is even more merciful than that? So that is called Achintya. So, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in this world, his manifest pastimes, he did not speak philosophy with many people. He only gave discussions with Prakashananda Saraswati, big philosophers, or Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, who were intellectuals. But to the majority of the people, Lord Chaitanya actually gave his mercy just through Sankirtan. When he was on his South India tour, he just used to embrace people. He just used to, you know, raise his hands and chant Hari Hari. And in this way, just through simple Sankirtan process, he induced everyone in the holy names. So he had discussions only with very few people. And Srila Prabhupada went one step further. Not only Sankirtan, he gave prasad. Prasad distribution. So then this prasad was kind of the preparing, kind of a prepared one's consciousness for even Sankirtan. So this way when we preach, we can give philosophy to somebody who is ready. Someone else who is not ready for philosophy, we engage in Kirtan. And someone who is not ready even for that, we give prasad. So the best form of preaching is prasad, kirtan, and then tattva, philosophy. So here we find that Lord Chaitanya induced everyone to chant the holy names of Krishna, and the Kaviraj Goswami explains further that the opulence of Krishna was actually sealed in a storehouse. Now the Vishnu Purana explains Lord Krishna, Bhagavan, as full in six opulences. Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Virasya, Isasriya, Jnana, Vairagyashtaya, Sarnam, Bhaga, Ittingana. So Lord Krishna is fully opulent. He is full of mercy. The only reason Krishna has opulences is to attract us towards him. The reason we are opulent in this world, or we run for opulence in this world, is because either we are envious of others who have, or because we want to acquire for our own selfish desires, or we want to be proud about it. That is the only way we can get satisfaction. Whereas Lord Krishna, he has opulences only for one reason, that he wants to attract all the living entities towards him through his opulences, and this way engage them in his service for their own welfare. Now, these opulences of Krishna are available, but somehow they were sealed. When Krishna came, descended, he demanded surrender. And hence that was the kind of the seal was in the mercy of Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami explains that the Panchatattva actually came and they broke open the seal. And the mercy of Krishna was then accessible to all over the world. So this is the special role of the Panchatattva, that they broke open the storehouse of Krishna's mercy. They not only released themselves, but they also gave it to everyone without discrimination. In the Panchatattva, we talk about five personalities. First, as the verse mentioned, Panchatattvatpakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. So Bhakta Rupa refers to the Lord Krishna who appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakta Swarupa is Nityananda Prabhu. Now Nityananda Prabhu was of course elder to Lord Chaitanya in this pastime. And we have these nice prayers. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. This world, the miseries of this world are compared to, are like the scorching, blazing sun's rays. And Lord Nityananda's lotus feet is like Koti Chandra. Typically, when we have a hot day, especially in Los Angeles, it's very easy to see, a very hot day. And end of the day, we wait for, when there will be evening and there will be moonlight. Similarly, in our existence in this material world, there is so much of misery that when we accept the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we get the pleasure or the cooling shelter of how many moons? Millions of moons. Koti Chandra Sushitala. Koti means millions, Chandra is moon, and Sushitala means cooling shelter we get. Further, in the same actually song, it is said, Heno Nitai Vine Bhai Radha Krishna Paitenai Dridakari Dharo Nitair Pai. That only through Lord Nityananda we can actually access Lord Chaitanya and hence Radha Krishna. So the second tattva, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, is the gateway to access Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The third personality in the Panchatattva is Sri Advaita Acharya, Bhaktavataram, incarnation of a devotee. That is explained here. Sri Advaita Acharya, he is an incarnation of combination of Mahavishnu as well as Sadashiva. Sadashiva is the original Shiva, and Mahavishnu who is the one, the form of Vishnu, which is in the causal ocean. Now, Advaita Prabhu was actually senior in age to Lord Chaitanya considerably. He was kind of a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya's parents. So, he actually, of course, you know, was here on this planet first. And he was, his heart was broken by the suffering of the people, especially of Navadvip area, because you know, that he was there. Now, when we talk about suffering, it is not that only dukkha is suffering. Both sukha and dukkha, from a Vaishnava's calculation, is considered suffering as long as it is not devoted to Krishna's service. So actually, Navadvip was an area where it was full of, you know, people who were wealthy, people were intelligent. It was considered the learning capital of India at that time. So it was a place where there were rich people and there were very, very educated and learned people. However, their jnana was bereft of Krishna consciousness. There was no Krishna bhakti. And hence, Advaita Acharya, he was having compassion towards these living entities. He knew that they are living life nicely, but they are suffering because they don't have any information of Krishna bhakti. So out of his enormous compassion, Advaita Acharya prayed for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. In fact, it is mentioned here that he prayed according to the method given in the Gautamiya Tantra, where it is said that to please Krishna, you worship him by offering Ganga Jal and Tulasi leaves. So, Advaita Acharya did exactly that. For a long period of time, he used to loudly cry out for the appearance of Lord Krishna by offering Ganga Jal and Tulasi leaves. And finally, that was one of the reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. The next personality of the Panchatattva is Bhakta Shaktikam, that is Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu. Bhakta Shakti means it is the energy of the Lord and appearing as a devotee. So we know that Gadadhar Pandit is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani, that is Krishna's energy. And he was kind of the same age as, a little younger to Lord Chaitanya, he was a contemporary Lord Chaitanya. But his nature was very different from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was very mischievous when he was in his young age, Nimai. He was very mischievous and getting into arguments with so many people. Whereas Gadadhar Pandit was very quiet, calm, peaceful, and he was inclined towards scriptural study from the very beginning. He was attracted to spirituality practices right from his childhood. So he was called as Gadai when he was younger. So Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya's mother, when he found this, they were good friends, she gave an instruction to him. She said, please never leave Nimai. Always be with him. So that instruction he took very seriously. When Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu also went with him to Jagannath Puri, and he actually took Kshetra sannyas, which means he said, I will never leave Jagannath Puri, I will live here. Kshetra means like a place, and sannyas means renounce. So he said, I won't go anywhere else, I will just live in Jagannath Puri. Later on, when Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, then he was thinking, oh my God, I have taken sannyas of Kshetra, so I can't leave this place. But then he said, no, Mahaprabhu, I want to come with you. Then Mahaprabhu asked him, but you have taken a Kshetra sannyas, how can you come? You will be, breaking your vows. He said, I don't care about that. The whole purpose I took that vow was to be with you. But now that you are going to Vrindavan, I also want to come with you. Then of course Mahaprabhu advised him that for the purpose of etiquette, you keep your vow and you stay here. I will come back. So then at Mahaprabhu's order or request, he continued to stay in Jagannath Puri. There is one more pastime where Mukunda Prabhu was a friend of Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu. And one time he said, we have a nice Vaishnava in town, let's go and visit him. So at that time, Pundarika Vidyanidhi was visiting and hence both of them went and they had the audience of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. He was giving class. However, Gadadhar Pandit was not very impressed or was not very pleased when he saw the when he saw Pundarika Vidyanidhi, because Pundarika Vidyanidhi he was dressed very opulently. He was having like people fanning him. So Gadadhar Pandit was thinking that how is a Vaishnava accepting so much of service and why is he behaving so opulently? So in his mind, he was a little resentful. He was not accepting Pundarika Vidyanidhi as a true Vaishnava. So in his mind, he kind of created thinking about it. And Mukunda Prabhu, he kind of read his mind. So to actually show the glories of Pundarika Vidyanidhi, what did he do? He recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho Bakyam Stanakalakutam, that verse, which means that it glorifies Lord Krishna being so merciful that Krishna awarded Putana the highest level of being Krishna's nurse in the spiritual world. So in this verse, Krishna has been glorified that, oh my Lord, you are so merciful that even somebody who came to kill you, Putana, by having poison in her breast, you had compassion on her and you delivered her. Not only delivered her, you also gave her a very high position, as good as your mother. So when Pundarika Vidyanidhi heard that verse, he almost fainted. Ecstasy, he was in ecstasy. So when Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu saw that, then he was able to reconcile. Then he realized that, oh my Lord, oh my God, I was judging him by his external appearance, I should not have done that. So in his mind, he was feeling very guilty that I didn't do the right thing. So eventually, actually, he takes initiation from Pundarika Vidyanidhi. He becomes his disciple. And who is Pundarika Vidyanidhi? He is actually King Vrishabhanu from Krishna Lila. So it is kind of befitting, right? Pundarika Vidyanidhi becomes a guru of Gadadhar Pandit. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and she is Radharani. So it's that kind of, they have that relationship of being a parent and a child, guru and a shishya. The fifth personality mentioned in the Panchatattva is the pure devotee headed by Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, as we know, from the Srivas Angan, where Mahaprabhu and all this Panchatattva along with all the other devotees, they engaged in continuous kirtan. Now Srivas was a householder, married with a family. His wife was is Malini. So one time Mahaprabhu asked him that, how come you are engaged in kirtan 24 hours a day? When do you actually earn money for yourself? How do you take care of yourself? So what his answer was, actually he clapped. 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu said, what is it? Explain. Then he said that, oh my Lord, I have faith that you will provide for my necessities. I don't have to work hard for that. I just clap 1, 2, 3 and everything is arranged for me. Of course, as grahasthas, of course, we can't do that. We have to actually work hard and maintain existence. We may have to do 1, 2, 3 jobs. Now, here, we can't imitate that pastime, but at least we understand the mood of Srivas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu was very happy with that. And actually he said that, he actually gave a blessing. He said that, Srivas, I am so pleased with your faith that Krishna maintains everyone, that even though if there is so much of Akal in this world, famine in this world, that even Lakshmi Devi has to go with a begging bowl, your home will never have any scarcity. Your home will be full of all things that required. So that was the blessing Lord Chaitanya gave him. So this way we find that the Pancha Tattva are accessible to us in the form of their mercy. Not only Krishna, but all these five personalities through Bhakta Rupa, Bhakta Swarupa, Bhakta Avatara, Bhakta Shakti and Bhaktakhyam. So these five aspects of the Supreme Lord are bestowing their mercy, and hence they have opened up this treasure house of love of God that we all can access in the holy association of devotees by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Is there any questions or any comments we can discuss? Thank you. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Gauranga Prema Prabhu ki jai.